Metro.
That's right.
It is called cannabis. We are not racist. We do not call it marijuana. Right?
Cannabinoids.
Well, cannabis sativa. That's the actual technical name.
Yep. Well, wait a minute. Is it cannabis sativa? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. It is.
It is.
It sure is.
It sure is.
It sure is. Without a doubt. Cannabis sativa.
Sativas. Well, in the background, Cut is fucking with shit, so you'll probably hear him talk at some point, I assume.
Yeah, here and there.
Not if he talks like that.
Yeah, here and there. Hi, my name is Cut.
I can't. Sorry, I'm soft spoken.
No, you're not.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Okay.
So, what were you doing all day today?
I had to go to fucking Ann Arbor, man.
Ah.
Had to go to Ann Arbor. I have a friend out there that I visit on a regular.
Ah.
Old friend. It was his wife that I was friends with originally. Like, didn't know him really at all. Except for the fact that he married one of my good friends.
So now you know him.
Well, I don't think I would have got to know him if it wasn't for the fact that he got hurt. He got hurt in the Navy.
Oh.
And because of that, he came home. Back to Michigan. Because he was on opiates and all kinds of shit, and they really wanted to try out the cannabis route, and they can't do it in Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, yeah,
so they moved back up to Michigan, because she had some opportunity up here while she was doing her master's for psychology. But yeah, that's how we became closer friends, because we had some more experiences. He was more humble, you know what I'm saying? Like, because he was a different kind of person when he was young, man. He was one of those dudes that you knew if you said something that tweaked him, he'd just punch you in the face.
Ooh.
Yeah, and he was big, too, so it wasn't like... It's not like he hit you and you're like, well, that feels great.
Yeah.
No, he was a big dude, so he hit...
Did you ever get hit?
Huh?
Did you ever get hit?
No, I never got hit. I don't provoke people.
You don't play that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't provoke
people. Don't play that.
I don't want to get hit.
What did you just do?
Nothing.
You just did something. What did you just do?
I don't know. That's courtesy of Cut. So, anyways. Yeah, that's why I go to Ann Arbor every so often. And I had to go later because I had to go to the doctors for my knees. Just for them to tell me, it's all in your head.
Is that what they told you?
No.
I didn't think doctor told you no shit like that.
No, but they might as well have. They're like... Yeah, you got a little bit of, like, this one muscle on the MRI looks like, yeah, it might have a little bit of arthritis, but they're like...
They didn't see nothing.
They're like,
serious.
No, look at all that space. You see a lot of that space in your knees? That's good. Mm-hmm. There's nothing there.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, so that just means I'm being a baby about it. And I need to get back on my workout and stop stressing and just realize that if I'm going to actually stretch out my knees and get to where I want to be... It can be painful.
Yeah, for a little while.
Yeah. It's good. Well, yeah. At least I say I probably, because if I put into account, Mike's coming, by the way. So.
No, I mean, you're recording?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's up?
Nothing.
Okay. Oh, you're going to make it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You got to slow down there, lady. You keep. Did you see her? She's fucking ran her head in the goddamn fucking door.
She wanted to come in.
Yeah, she's done waiting. So yeah, I just have average 40-year-old knees. And it's going to take probably another year before I really strengthen them up and get them to where I can abuse them.
You need a stationary bike, dude. That's what I do.
We're actually going to go to Planet Fitness because she needs to get out and go to the gym too.
Okay.
So we'll do that.
We got stationary bikes.
I think I'm going to try for
do two. Do a spin class.
Well, I'm going to try for two days a week there and then the rest of the time do the yoga. Some kind of yoga.
Yeah.
And then go from there.
Because I do my own spin class at home. I was doing a half an hour, now I'm doing 45 minutes.
You know they got those bikes?
Peloton?
Yeah, dude. You thought about that?
Cost too much. I can't afford it.
How much is it? I never looked it up.
$3,000.
for the bike itself, and then the class is probably money.
I think it's something like maybe $15 a month or something like that.
That's not that bad.
No, that's not that bad.
$3,000 for a
stationary. I mean, I would love to have one, but I got my little stationary thing at home, and like I said, I'm up to 45 minutes now.
Just how fast?
The last 15 minutes, full speed.
Well, do you put a heart rate monitor on?
No, I don't have no monitor on. I take my blood pressure before and after.
Yeah, all those signs are good. They told me I was a little high in cholesterol and shit at the doctors. And
my cholesterol was just 2 points high.
Yeah, it was just but a little high.
It wasn't in a bad range.
Yeah,
though.
Just
moderately
more
high.
Exercise, mm-hmm. They said. But anyway, so what were we talking about? The Grandy Ballroom.
Yeah, the good old Grandy.
Did you ever go to the Grandy? It's not around, right?
No.
No, I don't know.
Grandy, how old are you?
He's 35. Younger than me. No, he I know, but he's been to Detroit more. Like, he lived here.
No, the Grandy was long gone by the time he was born.
Yeah, okay.
Before I was born, then.
Where was it?
It was on Grand River and Martindale.
Okay.
It was like a rock palace. Where all the big time rock, you know, acts from all around the world, from everywhere.
Huh.
It was world renowned. But it was the place, man. It was the place where if you wanted to get fucked up and listen to good live music.
Yeah. Good sound there.
Oh man.
Yeah.
It was the shit.
I don't think you're on it yet. You have to be a little bit closer.
Good.
What's up, man?
Good. What's up with you, brother?
You the man. Oh, I be looking at you on Facebook all the time. No. You be posting shit all the time. Y'all be partying like motherfuckers.
No, not really.
Yeah,
just
right.
Out, you know?
I bet y'all pull it up now. You somewhere else a good time.
No, but I do want someone to go to a concert with me November 9th.
November 9th?
That's what I need.
What concert is that?
They're nice. They're on Amazon.
Knock Loose.
Amazon.
Knock Loose?
Yep. That's pretty cool because my kids like that.
It's metal, screaming.
It's like 60 bucks. It's porcelain.
Really?
It's carbon. Yep.
Huh.
Oh, yeah. It's heavy.
Yeah.
I want that because I need that for my dog and cat, man.
Amazon.
What was it? I don't know, 60, I think. I thought it was 40, but it might have been 60.
So what is this you guys got going on?
Just me and him talking.
Okay.
We're just doing a smoke and talk.
Yeah, we just talk.
Talk and smoke.
Shit.
Talk about
usually
shit.
The day he's working. So it's every 3 days.
But getting back to the Grandy.
Grandy Ballroom.
There was no place like it. It hasn't been any place like it since.
Is it?
You can go there and hobnob and shoulder to shoulder with celebrities.
It was like Studio 54 then.
But more open, more radical, more.
Have you been to Studio 54? Did you get to go?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it still open?
No.
Studio 54 is not right.
Wait a minute. Which one are you talking about? The one in New York, the one that was here?
New York.
I went to one in New York one time when I went to New York.
Yeah.
But it was after the heyday of it. You know what I mean? It wasn't during the heyday.
Not the 70s. Because the 70s was like the heyday.
Yeah, it wasn't. Sure. No, it wasn't during the heyday.
Right.
But they opened up a chapter here for about 2 years. It was downtown.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a club, right? It was just a club where...
Well, it was a club where... Well, man, you can do almost anything. You can do almost anything. You can do almost anything you wanted to do.
They were the owners.
Yeah. AA batteries.
You know, people do cocaine right on the table, right out in front.
Oh, right out in front.
Oh, fuck yeah!
You know what else?
You go in the bathroom, and might be some people fucking in one of the stalls.
Do you remember any comedy clubs?
No.
Yeah, Chaplin.
What?
Chaplin. I'm 15 in Grossbeck.
No,
you see some dude over there.
That's not funny. Detroit.
Oh, in Detroit.
Yeah. But I mean, that's still it's interesting. No, you want those?
Give him the mic.
He's coming. He'll be here any minute. He's going to eat first.
You know, it wasn't a lot of comedy clubs in Detroit, but there were, you know, the acts would come in and play at the Fox or the Cobalt and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
There was always acts coming in, you know.
Yeah, but there wasn't like a comedy scene.
Not really.
Because I know, like, Tim Allen, obviously, is from Detroit.
Michael Bonner is from Detroit. Yeah, Tim Allen. There's a lot of them.
Yeah, there's a lot.
It's a whole bunch of them. Mike Epps.
What's his name? David Alec Greer.
Yep.
You know, but they, again, they were sketch guys. They're not, Tim Allen was the only comedy guy, I think.
What do you mean? Like, no, they were stand-up comedians. They were all stand-up.
I thought they were more sketch stand-up, like they were troupe people.
No. No, they were mostly
I know Tim Allen was a stand-up because he went to the Holly Hotel.
Yeah. All those guys were stand-up guys.
That's where he, like,
wanted that's to where Saturday Night Live would get all their people up from was stand-up guys.
Oh, that's where they should get them still.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Either that or it's like a trope, like a troupe or whatever the...
Yeah.
When they do like...
What was that one in what Chicago? Is the Second City.
Yeah, yeah.
Was in Chicago. And the other one was from out of Canada. Damn. Yeah. Oh, I used to love that. Sid Dithers.
Who?
It's a character.
Okay.
Called Sid Dithers. It's a little, like, little Jewish dude. He all shriveled up. With some big ass glasses on. She was hilarious, man. That's some of the best shit coming out of Canada.
Well, have you seen.
It was John Candy's.
Oh, okay. John Candy was out of Canada?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, all those guys out of Canada. Eugene Levy, they're out of Canada.
What's the other guy?
Dan Aykroyd.
Rick Moranis. A couple of the chicks. I can't remember their names. He was funny.
Huh.
Catherine something. Or the
yeah.
Other.
I think we need, because of the new rec license that's coming in, I think we need to put some effort into opening up a comedy club.
I'm telling you, man. We
and fucking...
A comedy club where you can come in and smoke and be...
No, just no liquor.
Right, no liquor.
No liquor, just smoke. So it's going to have to cost... It'll cost more to get...
Oh, shit.
Creepy like shit. That. It kind of fits you, though.
It's creepy.
I just wondered if they wasn't going to come get me, dude.
They always come up with some shit, ain't they?
Yeah.
That's some shit.
That's some shit, man.
You seen the mask on Facebook. I see them all the time, and then it was just like...
Damn. It's a little Leon Light.
Cheaply made, dude.
Of course they are. They're made in China and shipped here in big containers, and then they're like sitting on the port. Months.
But you wouldn't have seen nothing like that 10 years ago.
Oh, fuck no. You definitely would have never saw that 10 years ago.
No.
I can't wear one of
those. They have the worst ones than those. They have the ones that actually change, like...
Oh, yeah, right.
The rot, like the rot... what's that?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
What is the name of that character in the Watchmen? He's
Rorschach.
Rorschach, yeah. They have that Rorschach mask around. Have you seen?
I don't know what he'll do.
I wish I had. What is that on now?
That's all I want to. See, what is that shit?
Yeah, that sounds right.
The Watchmen. What are they on now?
The Watchmen is going to be on HBO.
Oh, it's going to be.
They got a TV show.
Yeah, it's a TV series, and I think it's an extension of the movie.
Have you heard about this one called The Boys?
Watch it.
Have you heard of that?
Amazing.
The Boys.
It was one of the
best. That's Seth Rogen.
Who?
Seth Rogen.
It makes sense that it's Seth Rogen.
That too. Yeah.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
It's amazing.
I heard about it.
It's one of the best shows I've
seen
in a
long time. It's like superheroes that got like egos and shit.
So no, it works like this. Imagine if superheroes showed up in the 70s, like in real life, and we have the world we have now where social media rules the landscape. Superheroes are basically are run by the social media.
Oh.
You get what I'm saying? They become corporate entities.
Oh.
They become, because it's the same thing with sports players, except for they're like superheroes. Could you imagine if Superman licensed himself if he was real?
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's all about their image and it.
Yes, yeah,
they picked some of the best, like the way they did a great job with actors. In a sense of, like, people that fill the spot.
Yeah.
I guess you would say.
Like, he was Marvel, talking about that.
Like Marvel does.
Yes, Seth Rogen was talking about how he picked the different people.
Mm-hmm.
From, to be different characters and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, man. They did a great job. The guy that plays the main guy, the Superman character, because it's basically just a ripoff of Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the same amount of people. All of them are pretty much the same. You have Superman, you have Supergirl.
Gotcha.
She's an Amazonian. Yeah. You have a fucking guy that's the Reef. He's the one that deals with the da-da-da.
Yeah.
You have like
right.
an invisible guy. And all kinds
all
of
the
same shit. That,
standard
yeah.
heroes
mm-hmm.
that we all know and love so well.
Oh, a super fast guy, so the Flash is in there.
Yeah.
You know, and it's
no,
like...
No, it doesn't just, like, keep filtering.
But it deals with the pressures of being on top. Because the only way to be the seven is if you're the best at your position.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? So, and on top of that, Superman's just... You can't beat him.
Probably pretty good special effects, too.
Oh. The first episode, a fucking body explodes in the liquid.
Damn.
Liquid. You just see this body just go... And you just see in slow motion just
moisture.
Liquid.
Yeah.
Blood going everywhere, just all over the dude's face.
Damn.
And then the guy stops. And he's like, oh shit, I can't stop. And he ticks off real fast like the Flash again. He ran through her.
Oh shit, that was me.
Oh, well, good job, cut.
See you later.
Warning, warning.
Oh, and that's got him.
Yeah? Jesus Christ, cut.
Oh, you cut off. No more smoke for you.
Cut.
No more smoke for you. You're cut off.
I need some smoke.
Oh, well. There is some up there. What are you doing?
He's tripping.
I don't want that little thing.
He tripping. And he coughing.
You know, you like little things.
Yeah. So The Boys was good, yes. I give it a 9.5 out of 10.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I love the way they ended it.
Okay.
Great fucking, great drama. Not drama, but comedy drama. Anyways, back
What's
to my
this
point.
Stuff?
That's what I'm talking. No, not that one.
Is that still the same one?
No, it's a different one. The one, the bag on the next, the lower shelf.
This?
Yep.
Look at this.
I don't know. Little buds, but it
works.
Well,
he goes, this? What the fuck is this?
It's little buds, but it's good. Anyways.
Anywho.
Yeah, I gotta figure out. I'm gonna talk to Bruce about that tonight. See if he thinks there's a way I can come up with a decent business plan. Because I don't know if it would make money. I don't think it would. I think you'd have to do it as a...
It would make money, man.
How, though? You can't sell liquor.
What do you mean, how?
That's how the comedy stores make all their money
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but it's all, there's just other ways to make money, man. It's merchandise, it's all kind of other stuff you can do.
You can sell that ass.
I mean, are you going to charge a cover charge to walk through the door?
Yeah, but
okay.
Your cover charge is going to cover, how are you going to bring in real comedians?
They'll come.
Oh, yeah.
You build it. They will come. All you got to do is tell them, no, it's a new outlet for comedy. You get all kind of new people coming. You might even discover some people. They'll come. Comedy is big right now.
Yeah, it is.
There's a ton of people who want to be comedians. And they don't have any outlet.
Not here.
They don't have any outlet. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, they'll come. It's all in advertising, getting the word out that it's there, that it's happening, that it's coming.
Oh, yeah.
You ever go to the local places, though?
Have I been to... Yeah, I went to... I've seen... Well, I saw Duncan Trussell and Joey Diaz at the Magic Hat.
Okay.
Which is a more of a theater, like a...
Gotcha.
A down Woodward, right?
Yeah, no. It's a venue more than it is a
comedy. Wait, is that the one up this way or the one down by Wayne?
It's on 9 Mile.
Yeah, okay, the one
yeah,
up here, yeah.
Comedy place on 9 Mile and...
No.
It's a theater.
Yeah, I went to Magic Bag, a theater. But
oh,
I also
right.
seen
yeah.
a guy that I have no idea who he was... At an actual comedy club that's in, like, you have to go off one of the side streets in Royal Oak.
Mm-hmm.
There's an actual comedy place.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I wouldn't mind going and checking it out
yeah.
one of these Fridays or Saturdays. Go
it's
see a
function. Right?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
it's downtown. So.
The police station.
Yeah, oh. yes. It's in a, looks, it feels like it's in an alley. I know it's not,
yeah.
but it feels like it's in an alley to me.
There's a couple, there's like three.
I think that's the only actually comedy club. I don't know.
No,
look it up.
There's one in Ferndale. Right on them, man.
But you know, you give it.
There is, oh, no, but that's not a comedy club. That's more of a.
I've never been.
It's because it, I know what you're talking about. It's more like Second City.
Sketch comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
It's
yeah.
sketch comedy. It's a troupe of people that do
come up with shit.
Shit. Yeah.
You want to like have like open mic where guys can come in certain nights of the week and do
just a place where people come hang out, get high, and watch.
And you find out who your headliners are gonna be, the best guys around.
Yeah,
you had them coming back over and over again.
Not, I don't want to be like, I'm not trying to be fucking a comedy store or fucking Yuck Yucks or
no.
You know what I'm saying? But I'd like to be a little like but hole in the wall.
Marijuana
like,
and laughing.
35. I know, but 35, 40 people.
Yeah.
Max.
Yeah.
Maybe a 100-person room is pretty big.
Well, I mean, you know, if you have somebody big in there, you could squeeze 100 people in there.
You have two places, two
standing rooms.
One can that, like, have, like, a glass wall.
I think it's actually what you do is we make it part of the whole. We make an actual. I think we make a stage and use it for comedy. But we also have a whole the whole Compassion Club thing, that the whole idea attached to it.
What
so it's just a part of it.
Club?
Not Compassion Club. It's more of a just a rec center to chill out and get
a
high.
Smokers Club.
Yeah,
you know, you might have some different things there, some board games and
It's like a fucking you. A
couple of Xboxes.
I want it to feel like the Paradox in Amsterdam. That's my idea. The Paradox. You've never been there, obviously.
Have a marijuana theme.
It's a coffee shop in Amsterdam that sells. Well, they sell all coffee shops on cannabis, but.
Yo.
It was very small. I'm not looking to be as small as Paradox. Paradox is the size of my fucking kitchen.
No, it wasn't big.
Yeah, I want a fucking real place, but I want it to have that feel where it's like there's just places and zones to go and escape from people, and get high. And play a board game if you want, or bring a bunch of people and do, who knows, anything that's a pool table.
Anything that's legal.
Yeah, that's legal. Because we don't have a bar, and they're talking about opening up these bars, but.
Oh, you could put, you know what I was thinking too?
Hmm.
Like your Frisbee chain thing out mm-hmm. here? Have some little setup where people, you know, like people do the basketball.
Yeah.
Something like that for that.
Yeah, we could do a punting league for sure.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah. I would want a conference room too. You could have a punting league. You'd have to have one.
See, that's what you do. You set up like a banquet center.
I don't know. A banquet center?
Where you do, you've got a
That's what I'm saying.
Lounge, you've got
That's what we're talking about, kind of in that sense.
That's what I'm talking about right here.
I'm
about to go
purge. You can have weddings
there. You're about to go purge.
Purge yourself.
That's what they call this, the purge mask.
Oh, okay.
No, he's going to binge and purge like a 16-year-old girl.
Damn.
So?
Yeah. He goes, so? So be it.
I'm tickled pink at getting that.
In
thing,
the kitchen,
man.
In the hallway.
$18, two of them.
Yeah, but it's good to know
she
that.
Said to go look in the hallway.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm not sure what.
You're gonna have to scoot up. They want to see it.
Oh, it ain't even done yet.
Okay.
It goes through.
Hey, can you get back? Maybe. Let me stand. Let me get up.